This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We're returning on the PowerCast, this being the first episode of July. Now, normally, first of the month, we have Mark Jackson as the guest co-host, but he's a bit under the weather, so we grabbed, kicking and screaming, J. Randall Murphy to co-host.
Yeah. Oh, here I am. Oh, are we on? Yeah, I guess so. Here we go.
See, we like to do the kicking and screaming bit. It makes it fun.
Hey, it's really cool that Mark's been doing the show, but yeah, hope you keep on getting better out there, Mark, and look forward to hearing you next month.
10 years ago, we had Paul, you know, and his son Ben. Since then, Paul has been on twice, but Ben has not been on since 2009. And he's waiting in the wings, at least for the first part of the show. We'll talk to him in a moment. I want to bring up a couple of things, first of all. One is very cultural. Whether you're interested in the paranormal, the offbeat, or whatever, few of you, anyone maybe over 30 or 40, will forget Mad Magazine. Now, Mad Magazine is, of course, started out as kind of a comic book, a satirical comic book that would lampoon anything. Richard Nixon was lampooned. Superman became Super Duperman. Famous people became guest editors like Stephen Colbert and Weird Al Yankovic. It influenced everyone. Saturday Night Live, influenced by Mad Magazine. It was also a Mad Magazine TV show. Well, we have always used a reference here in promoting the PowerCast Plus to Mad Magazine. When I say for our weekly charge for PowerCast Plus, our price, $1.49 cheap. That, of course, mimics Mad Magazine. Now, Ben, you're the kid in the block here. Do you remember Mad Magazine?
Actually, yes. My dad had a bunch of old issues just hanging around our library. So I was introduced to it at a very young age. And I was looking at the daily news for today, and I saw that Mad Magazine had been canceled, the last issue pulled off the stands, and I was like, oh, wow, that's the end of an era for sure.
What surprised me is that Mad is owned now by Warner Media, DC Comics. In other words, the people who own Superman, Batman, own Mad Magazine. It's going to go in what they call maintenance mode, which means they will continue to reprint the old articles. They will not write new ones. But we were looking at the fact that some of the original staff members from the 1950s are still there in their 80s, still plying their trade. Very interesting. Maybe when I'm in my 80s, we'll still be doing the PowerCast. Now, our listeners also know we have another show called The Tech Night Out Live. That was my first online radio show. It premiered in October of 2002. And speaking of father and son, for the first couple of years, my son Grayson was co-host. Then he went off to college and forgot about me. Then he moved off in 2008 to Madrid and really forgot about us. Seriously. We had all sorts of people on that show from Apple, Microsoft. We even had someone who was once the world's, or the United States anyway, most wanted cyber criminal. Since reformed on the show to talk about security and technology. Well, the Tech Night Owl Live is also going in maintenance mode. I thought it was time that we give it a rest, and I'll focus all my attention on the PowerCast. I'm working with Randall, Mark, of course, our special correspondent, William Puckett, and greater things are to come. So we have Paul and Ben Eno back. So, Ben, 10 years hence, what have you been up to?
Oh, quite a bit. Well, I went to college, got a degree in audio engineering, which sort of coincided with the paranormal for a couple of odd reasons. Mostly, you know, my nodding acquaintance with physics. Most of the physics of sound, so it ended up coming in handy when analyzing anything in the EVP realm, or even, you know, just the study of psychoacoustics, which is basically how our brain interacts with sound, which is super fascinating. And I ended up learning a lot more about psychoacoustics, or more than I really expected to, at least, because I found it very interesting when it came to the paranormal, like low-frequency sound waves and infrasound and resonances and kind of how it all clings together. And I kind of took that and ran with it, really. So I kind of spent the last few years in that sort of academic realm, applying my trade, kind of not in a mundane sense. So my day job is not what I went to school for, but basically using it in this sense, where I can learnedly speak on you know, what I know of physics and how it can kind of bolster our opinions in the realm of the multiverse. That makes sense?
That makes perfect sense. That's actually really cool, and we'll have to talk a bit about some of that, especially some of the EVP stuff that you have analyzed, so that we can get a better idea what you think of it from a more educated perspective.
I don't know. EVPs are weird, because the thing I don't really care so much about what's picked up. I care more about the mechanics of it. Like, how is it possible? And one of the things that I learned by working in radio for a long time, I was talking about radio. So in radio, you know, there's AM radio, which is amplitude modulation, and then FM, which is, you know, frequency modulation,
right?
Yeah. So amplitude modulation is essentially what I'm doing now, which is, you know, you're disturbing the air molecules around you and thus creating, you know, sound. So your vocal cords are disturbing the air molecules and creating audible sounds and whatnot. And vocal cords are basically, you know, depending on who you are, your body shape, diaphragm shape, can change how your voice sounds and how it gets picked up by other people, which is why when you talk, it sounds like your voice is a lot deeper than it actually is, because of how all the frequencies that are getting baffled by your body parts. So by the time it gets to your ears, it sounds a little bit deeper than how you actually sound. So I think that I am a nice low baritone, but really in actuality, it's a little higher up on the frequency spectrum, which always disturbs me. And it's fun to think about the idea of people not liking how they sound when they're recorded, but I digress. So my point with this is, how does a voice get picked up in an EVP? And that was the thing that really was like, you know, I don't really care if it's like a wisp of a voice or something like that. And why does it always sound like a whisper? I sort of racked my brain, and I still haven't quite come to a conclusion. I have some theories, but no real conclusions about the mechanics of how a voice could get picked up, because it's not a normal voice that you hear. Sometimes, maybe, in the rare occasion, but that's harder to rule out unless you have, like, photographic evidence or video evidence of no one else in the room but you. Or, like, if it's, like, a very clear voice, you know, like how we're speaking right now being recorded. Or if, you know, it's some guy from, like, you know, 1827 that's just like, oh, geez, I misplaced my suspenders. Like, you know, I always wondered how that mechanic worked, and that's kind of, it was fun to think about, but I haven't come up with anything concrete yet.
Now, on some episodes of the PowerCast, we did present so-called EVP sound clips, and some of them sounded like nothing, gibberish.
Ah, that's a fun one. So there's a fun term that my dad and I like to use, which is pareidolia, which is essentially like, it's the human brain is a fascinating thing because it tries to make sense of literally anything, which is why we find abstract art and stuff fun, because you'll pick out, you know, things in it and say, ah, this painting is this, this painting's that. But really, you know, maybe there's nothing to the painting at all. So I've noticed in my sort of studies of it that, you know, you'll go on like YouTube or something and someone will have a clip and they'll put subtitles underneath. And that is a trick.
It is a trick, and we have another trick. In fact, several minutes of tricks. And once those tricks are completed, We'll have Paul and Ben and Gene and Randall. You're in
the Bearcast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Paul and Ben and Gene and Randall are back. Randall, before we get back to our guests and the continuation of our conversation about sound, with Ben Eno, you've been doing things with sound too, haven't you?
Yeah, and you know, speaking of really not liking the sound of your own voice, I've really been struggling with that because I've set up a little recording system in my living room, and I just made my first music video and put it up on YouTube. So if you go and look up J. Randall Murphy, Earth Abides on YouTube, you can watch my first music video, and if you don't hate it, then I'll be glad.
We will try not to hate it too much, okay?
That would be cool. So it's really interesting, you know, when you do get into doing some recording and listening to how a person sounds, like your whole body's cavity acts like a resonator and sounds completely different to the person who's speaking than the person who's listening. So it's a real challenge to try to make something that one hears of themselves sound the same back to them off of some sort of a system.
And, now, you have to realize, Randall, we all, when we hear our voice in a recording, that's not me. But sometimes it's good to hear your voice as others hear you. I do every week when I edit the show. And I've given up saying, I don't like what he sounds like, but I've got to do the show and I do my best. But when I was a kid, 11 years old, I was stuttering. Okay? And I convinced or begged my parents to get me a tape recorder. I started using the tape recorder, heard my voice, and the stutter was gone. That was just me. But yeah, it is a learning experience.
Well, there's other performers that are like that out there as well. Like Donald Fagen apparently had a real issue with that. And the only way that he could really communicate clearly and smoothly was through his music. But just like in regular spoken language, he had a real tough time. But now we're getting kind of off track here and talking too much about us. I'd like to get back to this idea of the whole audio pareidolia. I think, isn't that like called apophenia or something like that, where we're like, you know, if we do Stairway to Heaven backwards or something, it sounds like something My Sweet Satan, but you have to really listen for it. Or if you put the words on a screen, you can hear it, but otherwise it's not really noticeable.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. It's more of a psychoacoustics thing. And when I was in school, I took this course, and it was called Critical Listening. And essentially the whole point of the course was, well, it was twofold. So one was to be able to critique music in an educated way. And the other was, if you were mixing and mastering, like, you could pick out specific frequencies and know what to tune up and what to tune down and where everything kind of led. And there was the CD set, which you could actually buy. It's super expensive. But this one engineer, I forget his name, he was like, you know, we really got to get these young people. This, keep in mind, this is like 1940. He's like, we got to get these young people to know their frequency spectrum. So he created the CD set, you know, way into the future in the 80s, and he had this idea of golden ears, and so it's called Golden Ears. You can look it up, you can buy it. It's actually super interesting, and it's basically a bunch of listening exercises so that you can, you know, pick out specific frequencies and, you know, memorize what they sound like. Like A440, you know, is 440 on the frequency spectrum, 4,400 hertz. It's super interesting, because we did a little listening exercise in our class, and they played a layer of white noise, which is all of the frequencies all at once, and with layers of pink noise that were like and they would do either or, and they would switch back and forth, and they'd do little sine waves. So sine waves, for those who don't know, are basically the simplest sound. So it's just one frequency. Like if you ever watch an old movie, and there's always those three blips, like beep, 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 with like a little countdown from like 3 to 1. Those are sine waves. And that's also called a 3 count, which is not very imaginative. But with these sine waves, basically we would listen to these sine waves in class, and we'd have to count out how many times we heard the beeps. So, you know, my professor played it, and he was like, all right, how many people heard 7? You know, a couple people raised their hands. How many people heard 8? A bunch of people raised their hands. How many people heard 9? Mean like one other kid raised our hands, and he was like, oh, that's really interesting. You know, he was like, how many beeps do you think there were? And I was like, well, I thought I heard 9. And he was like, well, there's actually only 8. And the reason why you heard 9 was because your brain heard a pattern and thought it wanted to hear another sound. So it added that in just so, you know, the pattern makes sense. So our brains really dig patterns, and it's why we love pop music so much. You know, as much as we hate it, we'll still tap our feet to it because it's a repeating pattern. And because our brains love patterns so much, we like to make the world around us make sense. Otherwise, it makes us anxious and scared. So when it comes to EVPs, you know, we try to make it make sense in our brains. So our brain will hear something and we're really forcing ourselves to say, all right, that voice said yes, that voice said no. Our brains will take whatever we hear, even if it's like a little heh or something, it'll basically say, oh, okay, so I heard a heh. It must mean yes. So it's interesting that this really simple idea of our brain just trying to make things orderly just decides to change what we hear because our brain thinks it's out of order.
Yes. And, you know, we get the same kind of visual perceptions too. You know, we can be tricked into, see, you know, that reminds me of another thing that I saw where, and I even do this in my writing, if I'm not careful and watch my carriage return, sometimes I'll repeat the same word on the next line because I simply won't see the word above it. Mm. It's right there, but unless I go back and read it out loud and then all of a sudden, oh no, you know, I've got to pop that out. So when I'm editing, I do a lot of back spacing and cutting and pasting, and it's real easy to just miss that. So what do you think of the idea that, you know, we were talking about frequencies where we've got A440. There's this sort of debate floating around in the musical realm that, well, A at 432 is supposed to be a more natural vibration and that's more in harmony with nature. Have you heard of that?
I actually know. But that is a fun idea. I like the idea of, I always think it's super interesting thinking about resonance and, messing with low frequencies and stuff like that. Cause I know that, I'm trying to think of how to order my thoughts here. Low frequencies are fun for that, where they can make you feel certain things based on resonances, and you can even turn it into a weapon if you really wanted to. Like if you have a perfectly square room, and there's one frequency that can't pass through the wall, it'll just keep going back and forth and back and forth until it just gets super powerful and starts shaking things. But I don't know much about it. I've been wanting to learn more about it. I just haven't had the chance to. So they're basically saying that, what was it, A432 is a more natural A?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how, but, you know, they go into the history of who decided that it was going to be 440 that was going to be A in the typical scale that we see.
We'll go back to the sounds and the scales and the mysticism with Ben and Paul and Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A 7.1 magnitude earthquake hit Southern California on Friday night, only one day after a 6.4 quake hit on the 4th of July. California Governor Gavin Newsom says he's spoken with President Trump about the quakes, and he says political differences haven't stopped any federal help.
This is consistent with that relationship, and I want to thank the president for his outreach.
There was a huge blast at a shopping center in Plantation, Florida, just west of Fort Lauderdale. It sent debris flying 100 yards. More than 20 people were injured, and 2 people were in critical condition. Plantation Deputy Fire Chief Joel Gordon.
We've pretty much completed the search. We believe we've located just about everyone. We are doing what's called a secondary search in the condensed area where the explosion appears to be.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Let's pick up on that, Randall, and then maybe focus more on the possible mystical aspects of sounds.
Well, yeah, it was just something that I ran across. So there's a debate floating around in the musical community where some groups will actually tune their instruments out of the standard A440 to A432 because of the historical, I guess, the political climate of the times and the beliefs in sort of nature. And it's kind of not very scientific, but to some people it sounds better. And being very subjective. And so I was just wondering if Ben had heard anything about that. But
that's kind of a cool idea, though. There's always been a mysticism around music in and of itself, specifically around the human voice. I know in the early, I can say this that I know for a fact, in the early Christian church, they had, there was a saint, I think it was Saint Isaac the Syrian, who basically said that the human voice is, you know, the closest we're going to get to sounding angelic or something. So there's a really long tradition of chant that is basically like, it's meant to sort of create a unification of the senses, which is based off of Plato's idea of the ideal, which is if you can enlighten all 5 of your senses, you can reach the ideal experience kind of thing. There's a really fun tradition in the Middle East and the Mediterranean, if they still use chant, and it is called an esong, which is basically like you sing through your nose, if that makes sense. Basically, it's like a really nasally sound, but you kind of force your diaphragm with like your tongue to go up into your nose, and it kind of vibrates your nose and creates sort of a long vibrating note. And it functions as like being on the bass clef, while you have, like, you know, someone else kind of messing around, you know, in the melody while having this esone as your bass. So that is kind of a more relatively modern take on, you know, using music as a mystical entity. Whereas, you know, you have all sorts of traditions like, you know, the throat singers in Mongolia, or even the really simple chant of, like, you know, Tibetan Buddhists, or something in that realm. But music always plays some sort of a mystical element in, you know, whatever it is you're doing. Unless you're a Zen monk, in which case, you know, music is not really your thing. It's just silence. But even then, silence in and of itself can be music. There's always been the idea of living in a higher frequency or whatever. I've never found that a good way to describe it just because of how I view frequency. But I mean, the first thing that my dad always told me that before you begin any sort of debate philosophically or in any realm, really, you must define your terms before you can start talking in an educated way about whatever topic.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure that in ancient times, I mean, they didn't even know what, you know, Hertz was. That came along much later. And, you know, in terms of cycles per second of a vibration, they seemed to just tune things to what sounded good to them. So they had, like, in these ancient Tibetan bowls, for example, that would have a certain pitch, and they were at 432. And so, you know, the new age sort of thinking is that it's kind of the natural resonant frequency of the universe, and it can heal people and all kinds of stuff like that.
Oh, is that what it's talking about? I've heard about that. I've heard of the whole music healing thing.
Yeah, and so there's people that are set up, like in the whole New Age community, to actually do musical healing with sounds and various frequencies. And so it's, you know, I was just kind of wondering, from a more scientific perspective, if there's, you know, really anything that you run across to support the idea that if those 32 cycles per second really make much difference.
I mean, I guess we're all vibrating all the time anyway. That's kind of how, you know, basic molecular physics is, that, you know, atoms are essentially vibrating all the time. So I suppose if there is a frequency that doesn't quite pass through you, I don't know what, you know, would be, maybe it is, you know, for a 432 that doesn't pass through you, but instead resonates, you know, your cells to do, you know, molecular healing. Maybe. I don't know much about it to say one way or another, but I think it's a cool idea.
Yeah, I'm not really sure either. There's a bunch of, you know, you can go on and say on YouTube and you can run across samples where they go, well, this band records in this, and then another band records exactly the same song at the standard A440. And then they ask, you can take a poll kind of which one is, do you like better? So from a subjective perspective, I found actually that most of the standard A440s sounded better to me, but maybe that's because I kind of grew up having to do what you were talking about back at the beginning and sort of memorizing the sound so that you could know what an A440 sounded like.
Pretty much, yeah. So then when you're off by, like, you know, a couple of hertz, it's like, yeah, it just doesn't sound right. I mean, it's like picking up, like, a piece of sheet music from, like, you know, 11th century England. And it's like, I'd actually, might have been a little bit late, maybe 12th century England. I think they had tablature then, because they didn't have, like, the formal written music yet. Well, they had formal written music, but it was in tablature, not in, you know, what we would recognize as music today. But all of the scales were all weird. So if you, like, play a piece from then, you're like, this just doesn't sound right. It just sounds weird. So things change over time.
That's really cool. I do think there is something to music, though, you know, having been in it for so long, that there is definitely an aspect about it that resonates with our, well, I guess ourselves, as well as our, definitely you can feel the vibrations. And I think it's really great for meditation and it's just a wonderful thing. I just love it. So there's something to the vibrations in it that I think can be really beneficial for people.
Yeah, I agree. I remember the one back when I was in a band, when I had time to, it was like a really interesting experience. And I remember experimenting when I was a lot younger with, you know, just saging the room or smudging before we began, just to see if that would make any sort of difference. in how we would play. And I actually did notice a difference in that realm, that like we kind of got lost more in whatever we were playing, and we kind of like vibed with it a little bit better. I mean, I don't think there's anything scientific to that. And it's also been like a solid 8 years since that's happened, but it was fun to experiment with, because it's music in and of itself, and creating it and experiencing it is just, it's something else, man.
Hey, yeah, I'm totally with you. Hey, did you drive your dad nuts while you were doing your music? Or, hey, Paul, do you play at all? Or
me? Well, I studied Baroque organ, but not quite the same thing. You know, if I'm talking about sound, actually, I'm sitting here contemplating which one of us most resembles Alfred E. Newman. However, that'll be up for grabs. The sound experience really took place, quite a dramatic one, with our group. In May, and Ben was here in Rhode Island getting the studio ready for a 2-hour broadcast we were going to do on location from there, and hosting and producing that. But on the 23rd, the night of the 23rd, into the night of May 24th, we had a dramatic UFO encounter that we caught. I caught the whole thing on video. Brand new NV300 Best Garter binoculars, IR, and at the first time out. that happened. So not a bad start.
Wow.
But the following, and that's, I'll tell people where they
can. We got to get into that.
Well, I can tell people where they can see it, but the sound thing happened the next night. And there was we call it a tone. There were seven of us, and we'd had our group, which includes Shane Searway, Alec Pettacup, a lot of people you hear on our show regularly, plus two of our show staffers, one of the producers and the research assistant had come in from New York. And we were in this garage, our base camp. It's a house where the people very generously let us use not only all their land, but their apartment in the basement. So a tone, perfect C, appeared over our heads. Couldn't see anything, just heard it.
This sound is going to appear over our heads if we don't break. Bad segue. The worst I've ever done. Okay? Ben, Paul, Gene, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNlife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud.
Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
What a bad break that was. I mean, I've done some really, really crazy things, and that was crazy. Let's continue where we left off, folks.
Okay, so we were standing in a garage at our base camp at the Pennsylvania Triangle, as we call it, outside Dubois, rural area. This tone, perfect C, took place over our heads, and immediately we looked at our cell phones and, you know, what did you step on and all this? And was it an alarm? But it was very pleasant to listen to. And it led us out through, it went out through a closed door.
Well, you followed this. You could follow it?
Yeah, outside. We followed it outside. Okay. It was up in the air to the right, and then it moved to the left. Didn't change a bit. And Ben did a little analysis for us on the show the next day, or that Sunday. And then it faded out and powered back up, and then it went off into the sky. You know, in almost 50 years of doing this, I've never experienced anything like that I can recall. But the thing that was different about this particular expedition, this was our sixth time out there in that base camp in that area. I had the previous night before the UFO sighting, I'd been up in the field where I had my Bigfoot sighting in September of 16, and I decided to use some music. Now there's some very there's a composer I happen to like, and it's a Morten Lauridsen. He's a Scandinavian American composer who writes some very, very different music and with an amazing use of dissonance. And he writes some liturgical music and just some beautiful stuff in Spanish, French, English, I presume Scandinavian languages as well. And I just played that, and I have my particular phone is pretty high quality, so it just kind of went out over the field. And after a few minutes, all these white lights started to explode, or I couldn't hear it, but they would just go off around my truck. I was sticking out through the moonroof and doing this. So we started to take up our positions. We generally will stake out certain areas and sleep. We sleep in our trucks, and there's an RV and all. And Shane Searway, whom, if you haven't had him on your show, you should. He's our favorite guest co-host sometimes for open line shows. He just had the feeling that we should skywatch that. We've never really done that. So we came up to the house, and there were four of us plus one of the homeowners. And we were, you know, having a nice time. We had a little fire going. All of a sudden, I think it was Alexander first noticed it, Alexander Petrikov, the filmmaker. And he pointed and said, "What's that?" And I looked up, and, you know, I used to be hanging around with Cessnas and Pipers, you know, you know, landing lights and stuff that, you know, we'll put on before you land. And it looked as though it was coming in through a haze, but it was a perfect, it was a crystal clear night. There shouldn't have been any fog or haze. This is glowing, and there was another object that came out of it, that moved with it. And in the video, you can see the difference between them, that, and the stars. This went on for like almost 3 minutes. And if people want to see the video, that they can go, if they go to behindtheparanormal.com, our show site, look in the show archives for 2019. The show for May 26th is the 2-hour special we did that Sunday. And it, within the first 15 minutes or so, we show that video. And it's quite striking. We're kind of sitting on it. We don't want it to turn up on big media just yet. So, we'll be using it in our fall lectures and stuff. So, it was just amazing, but that tone, and maybe Ben can speak a little bit to the tone because he heard it the next day, and we managed to record that as well. That's also available on the Talking Points page for that particular show. Anybody who was watching the TV feed from the studio on a device that could pick it up could see the video, but anybody listening on the radio. So Ben, you had some impressions of that sound, that tone.
Oh, I did. So it was fun to listen to. It was great. I enjoyed it. The thing that was interesting about it was a perfect, I think it was in the key of C.
Yeah, it was perfect C.
It was a perfect C. And the weirdest thing about it was, that it sounded metallic. It sounded like a singing bowl, right? So going back to, you know, the Tibetans with their singing bowls, you know, you basically give it a little strike with a little cloth stick and you run the stick around the outside of it to kind of increase the vibration of it. But typically once you take away the stick and sort of let it ring, it goes away. But this was, it was sustained for a long period of time, and whatever it was, it didn't pass through anything. So there were people asleep in the house, which means that the frequency wasn't, you know, the right frequency to pass through the walls. So it means it was just one tone, so one sine wave that, you know, was not, you know, strong enough or didn't have like the right, so it just wasn't right to pass through anything. So when it shifted outside and disappeared, whatever was creating it was somehow disturbing the air molecules around it and somehow sounded metallic and perfect and sustained and did not decay, which is weird because the decay would basically mean that the note would change and go down, 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 and basically go in fifths until it eventually just disappeared. But this just was like, you know, perfect C all the way.
Yeah.
And then just ended.
A couple of other points to pick up from where Ben left off, but Charles Credo of the Galileo interviews and the Seacoast Saucers of New England had just gotten into bed in a room that was off this garage, and the door was ajar, and he didn't hear a thing. He wasn't asleep. And the homeowners were in the room above us with the window open, which means that the sound would have been no less than, no more than 20 feet away from their heads. And they didn't hear it either. It was like, it was almost like meant for us. They didn't want to go nuts with this stuff here, but it was very strange that we heard it. And it was very clear, pleasant, but quite, you know, loud enough so that you wouldn't miss it. So, and I should say that we did, some musical exercises before this happened as well. We were up on a hill that was at the point of the Eastern Continental Divide. A lot of people know about the Continental Divide, but there's an Eastern and Western one as well. And, you know, the water will flow to the Chesapeake from one side and Mississippi from the other. So we're up at a park that commemorated that, Pitch Dark. And I played that music again.
Pitch
and
Dark? Also,
yeah. Well, it's not spooky, right? It's really very beautiful.
No, it was just a bad pun. I'm just hearing pitch and music, pitch, or any, never mind. Sorry, this is really fascinating, actually.
Well, if I could amplify the point, if you ever use puns.
Oh.
We're up then. Shane Searway was playing some notes that he somehow got from Mount Shasta. And he did that the night of the UFO sighting and the night of the something. So whether any of the sounds or the auditory stuff we did had anything to do with what we heard or saw, I don't know. But it was very interesting. We're certainly going to try that again.
Well, this is totally fascinating. It reminds me, well, wasn't it Close Encounters of the Third Kind? They had the whole musical setup, right?
That's the first thing I thought of. But and it wasn't quite that complex. It just, I don't know. It was kind of new in my experience.
Possibly E.T. is acquainted with John Williams.
Possibly. At this point, I should think he would be.
John Williams has done so many sci-fi things in composing music that at this point in his life, he knows more about it.
Well, the question that arises is, and you know, Ben and I have talked about this a million times on our show, you know, it was this a craft? And again, I refer people to the Behind the Paranormal site, to the archives, to see the video. If you look at the stills, there are stills, I put some on Facebook and all, it looks like an artist's rendition of a white hole in space that a cosmologist might talk about. And the object above it came out of it and went back into it. And there is a darker darkness that sort of comes through as if the thing's a donut. It made me think of nothing so much as a portal, or as we call an intersect point, because this is a major, you know, again, our terms, flap area, where people see ghosts, you know, this is within, you know, half a mile. Ghosts, Bigfoot. Yeah, I myself saw Bigfoot. Shane Searway saw Bigfoot. We have these UFO sightings. Shadow people, things that don't even have names yet, are all happening in these flap areas. And we're working on 6 flap areas at the moment. This is the one that's getting the headlines at the moment. So was this really a craft? Could it be, there was some speculation that some of these aerial phenomena are living things. Carl Sagan speculated about the possibility of plasma-based life forms, you know, albeit on other planets, you know, living in somebody's atmosphere. These are all possibilities, but it just struck me like an intersect point. And, you know, naturally, we did our due diligence. You know, we checked flight patterns. I mean, there's an airport. This is Dubois, Pennsylvania. It's not very big. There's one airport with an affiliate of American Airlines that flies in and out of there once a day. You know, nowhere near this. The moon was would rise like at 3:15. That morning, it wasn't anywhere near rising at that point. So it was one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had, and I've had a lot of them.
Okay, we have to break in 20 seconds, so we'll continue with that. I want to ask one thing before Randall continues the discussion, but it's break time. Let me see what I can break. This pencil. I don't have a pencil, so I wanted to break a pencil. Paul Eno, Ben Eno, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support.
support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.